Company presents Spotlight Review, starring Spike Jones and the City Slickers and Dorothy Shea, the Park Avenue Hillbilly, with Doodles Weaver, Inez Suez, Dr. Horatio Q. Birdbath, and our guest for tonight, the new singing star, Vic Damone. And now Spike Jones and the City Slickers, with the lead clarinet from the Minneapolis Symphony, the first trumpet from the New York Philharmonic, and a couple of corkers from the Boston Pops, give us Shuffle Off to Buffalo.
Bidding you welcome to the Spotlight Review. It's really nice to be here in Buffalo, but I must say it doesn't look anything at all like it does on the nickel. However, here's a gal that looks like $1 million, the Park Avenue Hillbilly, Dorothy Shea.
Hello, everybody. Say, Spike, Johnny, how do you like being in Buffalo?
Wonderful, Dorothy. The people here are terrific. You should have been with me tonight when I stepped out of the cab in front of this studio. What shouting? What screaming?
Really? What'd you do?
Well, what could I do? I had to go back and pay the cab driver. But anyway, I...
Hey, Spike, what a lovely dog. Where'd he come from?
Oh, I forgot to tell you, Dorothy. Some friends of mine sent him to me as a present. And boy, is he smart. You should hear him talk.
Talk?
Well, sure. Listen, Slewfoot. How do you like your train trip? How do you like the weather in Buffalo? And how do you like Dorothy?
You know, Spike, he's no dog, he's a wolf. But do you know how to take care of a dog?
Well, sure. I bought this book called How to Feed Dogs by Hand, written by a guy named Three-Fingered Pete.
Well, you'd better start training him right away.
Yeah, I got a break into the habit of bringing things home. Yesterday, he brought home 4 people.
Well, there's nothing unusual about a dog bringing home 4 people.
In a trolley car?
Well, you're right. Bringing things home can get you in a lot of trouble. It's happened to me.
How come?
Well, I'll tell you. In this next little ditty, it's called a sample song. My papa works in a pretzel factory, attending to bending. I'm thirsty, it seems, even in my dreams, because it keeps bringing samples home. My grandma works in a patch quilt factory. She matches the patches. My clothes are a sight, purple, pink, and white, because she keeps bringing samples home. And there's my silly cousin Willie. He makes donuts all day long. I sample donuts till I go nuts. No wonder I sing the sample song. My uncle works in a money factory, inspecting, collecting. I heard a man say that he's gone away because he kept bringing samples home. Thank you. my busy old cousin Lizzie. She works making cheese all day, and how the cheese is till the breeze is. You can tell where we live a mile away. My brother works in a cold brew factory, assisting in twisting. I have to admit I'm afraid to sit, because he keeps ringing samples, home sweet home. He keeps ringing samples. Ouch!
Wonderful, Dorothy. I see what you mean. Now, music lovers, we have a classic for our next presentation. This particular song is noted for its rich, colorful tones. Slewfoot, I said tones, not bones.
Oh.
Now, go over there and sit down and don't interrupt the show. You heard me.
You heard me.
All right, now, ladies and gentlemen, presenting the celebrated soprano, Madame Ina Suez, in the classic waltz song, Il Bacio. Now, Slewfoot, leave Miss Suez alone, will you? Give you a dog collar, sir.
Oh, Spike.
Yes, Dorothy?
You know, tomorrow's Valentine's Day. Did you remember to bring me a present?
I sure did. Something for you and for everybody. A young man whose voice is rapidly gaining him a place among the top recording stars in the nation. Here he is, Vic Damone.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, Spike and Dorothy.
Say, Vic, you've become quite a favorite with everybody. Would you care to tell us a little something about how you got started?
Glad to. You see, at the age of 16, I became a leading man in a theater in New York.
At the age of 16, you were a leading man?
Sure. As an usher at the Paramount Theater, I used to lead the people to their seats.
But you did come back to the Paramount as a star, and you sure killed them. People still refer to your singing as Damone's Dynamic Tone.
Yeah, DDT.
Well, Vic, the gal's like you anyway. Incidentally, is there any special girl in your life?
Well, Spike, I haven't been lucky enough to find the girl yet.
Say, I know a beautiful girl. 5 feet tall, gorgeous figure, and she's a redhead.
Sounds great. Say, will you talk to her?
Well, sure. If she says okay, I'll get a girl for you, too.
Say, Vic, what is your opinion about romance?
I'll tell you as soon as Spike gives me the downbeat. Love's just around the corner, any cozy little corner. Love is just around the corner when I'm around you. I'm a sentimental mourner, and I couldn't be forlorner. When you keep me on the corner, just waiting for you. Venus de Milo was noted for her charm. Strictly between us, you're cuter than Venus, and what's more, you've got on. So let's go cuddle in a corner, any cozy little corner. Love is just around the corner, and I'm around you. Venus de Milo was noted for her charm. Strictly between us, you're cuter than Venus, and what's more, you've got on. So let's go cuddle in a corner, any cozy little corner. Love is just around the corner, and I'm around you.
That kind of thing, Vic, you shouldn't have any trouble getting the gal. More from Vic Damone in a few minutes. Now, here's Martin Tobin.
You know, some of the crowd may just want to sit and watch. Others will vote to dance. But every last one will give a rousing yes-siree any old time you say, have a Coke. Because the pause that refreshes with ice-cold Coca-Cola is equally welcome whether you are in the thick of things or only on the sideline. Whether you are at work, at study, or at play.
Thank you. spotlight swings over in Dorothy Shea's direction. And Dorothy?
Yes, Frank.
I've been thinking about what Vic Damone said about finding the girl. How does someone know when he's really in love, huh?
Oh, it's very simple. When you say something like this to yourself, then you know. This can't be love because I feel so well. No sighs, no sorrows, no sighs. Oh, this can't be love. I get no dizzy spell. My head is not in the sky. My heart does not stand still. Just hear it beat. This is so sweet to be loved. This can't be love because I feel so well. But still I love to look in your not stand still, just hear it beat. This is too sweet to be lost. This can't be long because I feel so well, but still I love look in your
eyes. Fine, Dorothy, now we know all the symptoms. The teacher at this time, another young man with a great voice. However, her singing compared to the others is as Bach is to Haydn. In fact, he should be Haydn. And he shouldn't come back. But here he is, sitting with the Doodles Weaver as Professor Tiedemann.
Thank you. Tonight I'm going to sing Jack Owen's ballad, How Soon. I believe I'm in voice. I'm in deliriously in voice. Music maestro, please. How Soon. How soon will I be suing you? No, I'm not a lawyer. Let's see. How soon will I see being you? CB's, now I'm in the Navy. Sarhoon, a cow spoon, a pontoon, a typhoon. No, I've got to start again. How soon will I be seeing you? How soon? I wish I really knew. And when will you be waiting? Here's a penny, get your fortune too. No. What will you be saying? Herds I want to wear, weirds I want to hair, something's in the air, I can take a dare. No, I'm a polar bear, I'm in a lion's lair. Lion's lair? You know they got a funny looking lion here at the zoo? It's a half lion, half dragon. Front part's lion, a back part dragon. Words I want to hear, tender little lamb chops. Tender little lover, sorry old, meaning clear, weather good, ceiling zero, Roger! Not Roger. How soon, let's spoon, you goon, Daniel Boone, Daniel Boone. You know, I know Daniel Boone's daughter, Bab, Baboon. How soon will I be close to you and dance the way we used to do it? I see your star eyes gleaming.
That star eye that kept gleaming and screaming. So I removed the other eye. The eye that kept blinking and blinking at other men. This is driving me insane.
Wrong act. I see your star eyes gleaming. Don't mind me if I'm dreaming.
darling, but they'll be piling. Turn, my darling, darn my yearning. Now they're turning, they're turning, they're turning for home, and there they go. It's Charlie McCarthy in front, missing Mike Wallace is second, Bruno and Marina third, Evelyn's picture looks good, and Underwear is bringing up the rear. Tell me, darling, how's the world?
Now, for those who would like to send valentines but don't know how to express themselves, Vic Damone, Dorothy Shay, and the City Slickers show us three ways of saying I love you.
I love you from the April breeze. I love you, echo the hill. The golden dawn agrees, as once more she sees daffodils. It's spring again, and birds on the wing again start to sing again the old melody. I love, that's the song of songs, and it all belongs to you and me.
Oh, This is Martin Tobin speaking for the Coca-Cola Company, saying, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For ice-cold Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. Now, here's Spike and Dorothy.
Well, music lovers, thank you for dropping in on us tonight. And I hope you'll join us again at the same time next Friday night. Right, Dorothy?
Very well put, Spike.
Ah, there's Sloopa. Dorothy, I'll bet you'd like to have a cute, stabby little runt following you around the house. And at night when you're sitting by the fire, he pokes his little cold nose in your hand.
Oh, Spike, are you proposing again?
Good night.
Good night.
Next week, Spike and Dorothy will have as their guests that favorite radio and recording star, Buddy Clark. Hear the pause that refreshes on the air this Sunday on the same CBS station with James Thorman, Percy Faith, and your host, Roger Pryor. Mike Jones and the City Slickers will visit Johnstown, Ashland, Buffalo, Syracuse, Troy, and then Albany for next Friday's Spotlight Review. Dorothy Kay appears as a staffer in Cleveland, and Vic Damone is heard regularly as the star of the Pet Milk Serenade. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.